This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. European countries have unveiled tough new measures to try to curb a surge in coronavirus infections, which the World Health Organization is warning is of great concern. As the disease marches on relentlessly, millions in Britain are facing tighter restrictions, including a ban on household mixing. Across the Channel, a curfew is to be imposed in Paris and 8 other French cities, and in Germany, there are new limits on people gathering at events. Meanwhile, international finance ministers are warning the global economy's recovery from the pandemic is uncertain. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
A new pre-travel testing program will allow visitors who test negative for COVID-19 to come to Hawaii and avoid the 2 weeks of mandatory quarantine that's been in place most of the year. The state-run testing program is an effort to stem the devastating downturn the pandemic has had on Hawaii's tourism-based economy. However, gaps in the program, coupled with increasing cases of COVID-19 across the world, have raised questions about whether Hawaii is really ready. Community spread of the disease spiked to alarming levels after local restrictions were eased before summer holidays. I'm Ben Thomas.
That was Ben Thomas talking about travel restrictions in Hawaii. Here he is talking about the global finance meeting.
Wrapping up a virtual annual meeting, the International Monetary Fund's policy-setting panel describes the global recovery as tentative, uneven, and marked by significant uncertainty. But IMF Managing Director Kristalina Georgieva says swift, synchronized action, particularly by advanced economies, injected massive liquidity into the world economy and to this point has headed off the worst.
Collapse of economies, especially emerging market economies, developing countries, because of flight to safety, lack of access to finances,